God, that took forever. I think that went well, don't you? Dad's been going on about meeting you for so long. I was kind of worried he'd be difficult, but he was surprisingly amicable today. Yeah, I think you left a good impression, babe. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were definitely talking at you for long enough. I could barely get a word in. It felt like Mom wanted your whole life story. She kinda not made a big deal out of it when I told everyone I was bringing you over, but fuck me, she sure is showing an interest today. So, how are you doing? Was meeting the parents as bad as everyone says it's gonna be? It was fine? Oh, baby, you're the best. My parents, they can be a little bit overbearing at times. A little overprotective, but they mean well, apparently. But hey, we're alone at last. All it took was a good half an hour of grilling you for it to finally dawn on them that they better start cooking. But I'm sorry, not sorry. At least they let me take you upstairs. God, if we had to stay with them while they prepared dinner, I think I would have lost my mind. So, what do you think of my childhood bedroom? Tiny, isn't it? If it were any smaller, it would be less of a bedroom and more of a closet for all of my hockey equipment. Speaking of, I'm sure if I looked hard enough under all this mess, I might find some of the kit I had as a kid. I wasn't very tidy back in the day. Don't say it. Fuck, it's been so long. I kept telling myself I'd visit more, but so much has been going on at college that I just didn't have time. I had my hockey to focus on, classes were a fucking pain and all. Ugh, they say they don't expect us to work over the weekend, but that's a complete lie. And, well, most importantly, I met you. And safe to say I had no intentions of going back home after that. So I guess I ought to thank you, really. You know, for coming all this way. It's nice to have the best part about college staying with me, even when we're off on break. Like, you didn't have to come. I would have completely understood if you wanted to head straight home instead of, you know, taking a detour to my place just because my parents wanted to meet you. So thank you. Oh, stop grinning like that. Yeah, I know I don't get all touchy-feely very often, but I wanted you to know that I'm glad you're here. But I'm still the same badass bitch that you fell for at that Halloween party. So me going sappy from time to time, don't let it change the way you look at me or anything. Huh? Oh. Oh, fuck. Don't let him, change anything either. Yeah, so, say hello to Snugglebug. I had quite a few stuffed animals when I was younger. Understatement of the year, of course. This isn't doing my tough girl image any favors, is it? No? Don't laugh. You better not be laughing at Snugglebug. No, a dog did not try to eat him. No, I didn't try to eat him either. I just took him everywhere till I was like 5. Okay, maybe 10 or 11. Stop laughing at me. This is your final warning, mister. I'll hurt you. Uh-huh. You don't believe me? You don't think I have it in me to just shove you onto the bed and punish you? And fucking stay down. I think I'll just crawl on top of you and hold your wrist down on the bed. This is kind of hot, don't you think? That little look in your eye, it's so cute. It's like you can't decide whether you want to let me do as I please or whether you want to overpower me and just fuck me senseless. That does sound fun, doesn't it? Do you think you can keep me quiet, though? You know me, baby. Things get loud when you're putting this dirty girl in her place. Maybe we should just forget about doing anything naughty today. What do you think? Okay. It's just teasing. Oh, you've been turned on since seeing me this morning. I mean, damn, I can't imagine why. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby. I hope these cute little leggings weren't behind that. Oh, I put them on for that very reason, baby. I thought it would be hot if, well, you were trying to be all nice and polite at dinner, but actually, we're craving my curvy legs and these irresistibly tight pants were driving you fucking crazy. I know it's naughty, baby. I'm sorry. That gives me an idea. Well, actually, I've had this on my mind ever since I got dressed. Alright, take your top off. Come on, move it. There's that gorgeous bod. Do you mind if I scratch your chest a little bit? Does this feel nice? The way I'm tickling you with my nails all the way down your chest until my fingers reach the waistband of your jeans. These can't stay, I'm afraid. I'm just gonna unzip them and pull them down a bit. It's not too easy when I'm straddling you like this. Ah, there you go. And what are these? Boxers? I can't be dealing with all these clothes, mister. These gotta go too. Don't come in. No, nothing's going on. Everything's okay. Do you need something? Just let me take it out. It's fine. She's not gonna come in. Just it's fine. Sorry, Mom. Can you say that again? How do you like your steak, babe? Did you hear that? No worries. See you at dinner. Yeah, I love you too. Yeah, we'll be down by then. Yeah. Okay. I think she's gone. That was pretty close, huh? Alright, so that's probably gonna happen a lot. We'll have to keep quiet if you don't want to get burst in on. Oh, don't give me that look. So, I took your cock out even though my mom was right outside. What's the big deal? Don't be mad, I just... You telling me how turned on you are just got me really turned on. So, waiting for my mom to leave just wasn't an option. Your cock doesn't seem too mad at me, baby. Maybe you'd be a little less mad if I gave it a little attention, So what I'm hearing is, if I gave you a hand job, you'd forgive me for being such a naughty girl? Maybe. Okay, I'll take a maybe. I'm just gonna wrap my fingers around your plump cock and gently press my thumb into your shaft. You know, I love it when you rock hard for me and everything, but this also feels really nice. It's as if your cock is waking up in my hands. I can feel it stirring and growing. I'll just start stroking like this, and maybe this big guy will wake up a little faster. Does it feel good? Gently jerking you off while I'm straddling you in these leggings you love so much. I bet you love this view, huh? Me riding you and grinding into your lap, all while my sexy little hands dance up and down your bulging cock. Let me just tap it against my pussy, baby. Let me just press the underside of your fat cock against these leggings and just grind into you like this. Now I'm using my hand and my pussy to jerk you off. It's funny, when I hold your cock up like this, I get to see just how deep inside of me you're gonna be. Uh-oh. That made you twitch, didn't it? Looks like someone's fully hard for me, baby. You know what that means, don't you? That means I get to pump you faster. Shh, baby, shh. I know it feels nice, but we gotta be quiet. And these walls, they're pretty thin, so if you keep making those lovely noises, well, let's not go there. Oh no, I'm not gonna slow down, no. Wouldn't it be mean of me to just slow down now? Right after I got you so hard and so worked up over my tight leggings. Oh, and they are so, so tight, baby. I chose these ones because of how tight they are. And because of how well they just hug the curves of my thighs and my ass and my pussy. You see, considering they leave so little to the imagination, I thought it would be fun to, grind my pussy against your shaft and tease it with my pussy lips through this soft, thin fabric. The thing is, I'm getting dangerously wet, and you're already leaking quite a lot of pre-cum, so I think I'll just skip to the part where I use my bare pussy to tease you instead. Otherwise, we'd make a bit of a mess, baby. And I do have to look somewhat presentable for dinner. Oh, you might think I look great, but Mom was already giving me looks for wearing basically yoga pants, of all things, to, well, an important family meal. Of course, I couldn't tell her why I dressed the way I did. Can't have her finding out what a slut I am for you, baby. You know, if we weren't sneaking around like this, I might have been tempted to just rip a hole in these leggings. That way, I could just rub your cock against my bare pussy lips without having to take them off. I know you'd just love to see these bad boys all torn into bits, wouldn't you? It's just, if we ripped them, I'd obviously have to put on something else on afterwards, and Mom and Dad would catch on pretty quick to what we've been up to. They might not figure out just what we were doing or how dirty it was, but they'd know that, at the very least, your cock was inside my tight little pussy. Wait, did you hear something? I thought I heard my mom come upstairs. Okay. False alarm, I guess. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I was talking about putting my pussy lips on this throbbing, leaking cock. Now let me just get up for a sec so I can take these pants off the old-fashioned way. No ripping, I'm afraid. And there we go. Leggings and panties off. Gone in one fell swoop. Impressive, right? Just you wait till I get back on top of you. Just wait till I get back on top of you, and then you'll know what impressive really looks like. Here we are. This just feels right, doesn't it? It feels natural. Me riding you like this, holding you down on the bed, your hands pinned beneath mine. Anyways, don't mind me. I'm just gonna rub my pussy lips up and down your hard cock. Something about this just feels so naughty, babe. But also so right. Maybe it's just that I know just how much you love it when I tease you like this. Not just any kind of teasing that gets you this riled up, is it? Something about this right here. Teasing your cock with my warm, wet entrance. Being one wrong move away from your cock just slipping inside of me. This is what drives you wild, baby. Knowing that just like that, I could go from teasing you straight up fucking you. I'm gonna let go of your wrists, okay? Don't get any ideas. I just want to put my hands in your chest so I can steady myself. And grind on your cock a little faster. I'm just gonna glide up and down on this big cock, pushing into you at your base. Parting my pussy lips as I move up your shaft. And then on the way back down, pushing into you even harder. Oh my god. So that I can so that I can feel your cock pressing against my clit. Does this feel good, baby? I want cunt going back and forth, up and down, sliding on this slick cock. Every time I move forward, I can feel you bracing, squirming. You're so anxious, baby. You can't wait for me to slide down. Not back to your base. No. You can't wait for me to slide down onto your cock and take it inside me. Is that what you want, baby? You want me to push your cock head into my dripping wet pussy? Alright then, let me just lean into you and hold myself up. Now, I want you to grab that cock of yours and stand it upright for me. That's it. Okay, are you ready, babe? I'm gonna position myself above your head like this, and then... slip you in. Inside, just a little. Let me just slowly lower myself onto you, slowly taking the rest of your cock. Oh fuck. Oh shit. It went in so easily, baby. Okay. I'm gonna ride you now. I'm gonna ride this perfect cock. Oh, baby. Fuck, oh my god. Oh, you feel so good at me. You could literally... You could not be a more perfect fit. Oh, you have no idea how long I've wanted to do this with you today, baby. But fuck. The wait was so worth it. He feels so good right now. Fuck, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Holy shit. Yeah, grab my hips and thrust into me, baby. Oh, fuck. 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 You're just pounding my pussy. You slam me. Your cock. Pushing as deep as it'll go. Oh, shit, baby. Slow down. Fucked up. By my boyfriend's perfect cock. Bounces on your perfect cock. Oh fuck, holy shit. I'm gonna come so fucking hard I might scream. Oh, yeah, that's it. I can feel how close you are, baby. I can feel how badly you wanna empty your balls into my wet pussy. Come inside me right fucking now. Come with me, please. I love you, baby. Holy shit. I did not expect this to end with you fucking, you giving me a green pie. No, it's okay. I wanted you to. Hold on, just... Just shh for a second. Just be quiet. Okay. I don't think my parents heard us. We're safe for now. Alright, let me just roll off of you. That was intense. Good exercise, eh? Thank you for helping me keep fit over the break, babe. Don't want to get dropped from the team, do I? We should probably get dressed. Dinner will be ready any minute now, and Dad's been dying to show off his cooking skills. Yeah. Funny how he wants to impress you. Nah. My mom and dad, well, you've already impressed them, baby. I kinda have not been able to shut up about you. You do not get to tease me, mister. Not this time. Not when you're blushing as well. Alright, now where the fuck did I put those leggings? Are you gonna move or what? Get dressed, we're gonna be late. Say what you will about my dad, but his cooking? You're in for a treat, babe.